This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Championship goes to the Milwaukee Bucks, 50 years in the making. It was a team effort, but Giannis Antetokounmpo was pretty amazing, the MVP of that team, and it was fun to watch that series. So hats off to my pals in Wisconsin all over the place celebrating, and specifically in Milwaukee. All the Bucks fans, though, are across the state, I would say. Without a doubt, the people of Wisconsin are incredibly proud of their Bucks. What happened on the Hill today during a hearing where you had Senator Rand Paul go nose to nose with top doc Anthony Fauci? I mean, serious trash talking between the two of them, finger pointing. It really, really broke down into a heated argument. The vibe was mega negative. Imagine that inside the Rotunda. Here's a little bit of what that sounded like. Here's Paul in the beginning of the hearing to set up what the argument was about.
Viruses that in nature only infect animals were manipulated in the Wuhan lab to gain the function of infecting humans. This research fits the definition of the research that the NIH said was subject to the pause in 2014 to 2017, a pause in funding on gain of function. But the NIH failed to recognize this, defines it away, and it never came under any scrutiny. Dr. Richard E. Bright, a molecular biologist from Rutgers, described this research in Wuhan as, "The Wuhan lab used NIH funding to construct novel chimeric SARS-related coronaviruses able to infect human cells and laboratory animals. This is high-risk research that creates new potential pandemic pathogens that exist only in the lab, not in nature. This research matches," these are Dr. Ebright's words, "this research matches, indeed epitomizes, the definition of gain-of-function research."
All right, so there you go. That's the setup, the attack on the NIH. By the way, welcome to the show, Kate Delaney. As always, thrilled to have you aboard with us. And here's what Anthony Fauci, the head of the NIH, had to say back to Senator Paul and his accusations.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans,
right?
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
All right. It went on from there, the back and forth over what happened, and Rand Paul continuing to suggest the NIH was responsible for the funding of the research despite Fauci's denials. And he went so far as to say he was trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world for the pandemic. And Fauci said, "I totally resent that lie you are now propagating, Senator." And he said, "If you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature, it's molecular and it's impossible. It's molecularly impossible." He said, "If anyone is lying here, Senator, it is you." Now, to give you some context to this, for months, most scientists who study coronaviruses and who have investigated the origins of the pandemic have said the evidence strongly supports a natural origin. However, The Biden administration is overseeing an intelligence review into the origins of the virus. Last week they said they now believe the theory that the virus accidentally escaped from a lab in Wuhan is at least as credible as the possibility that it emerged naturally in the wild. So here we go. We still don't know where it came from. And we know there's a big divide in the intelligence community as to where that virus happened, whether it leaked from the lab or it jumped naturally from the animals to humans in the wild. I'm curious, what do you believe? We have an unofficial poll going right now. Team Paul or Team Fauci on this one? What say you? So you can just simply email me, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com, or you can flip us a call at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. In the meantime, something else big was afoot today. While we will talk more about COVID and some of the cases and how those cases have soared, and what's going on with the Delta variant, Jeff Bezos and space flight happened. He just went to space and back. The world's richest man decided he was going to take his trip in the morning on Tuesday, an 11-minute supersonic joyride aboard the rocket and capsule system developed by his space company, Blue Origin. Alongside the multi-billionaire, his brother, an 82-year-old pilot, and one of the Mercury 13 women who trained to go to space in the 20th century but never got to fly, and this is pretty cool, an 18-year-old recent high school graduate who was Blue Origin's first paying customer and whose father, an inventor, bought him the ticket. So it was four of them strapped in to their new Shepard crew capsule at the launch site in West Texas just before the rocket lit its engines at 8:12 in the morning, sending it blaring past the speed of sound up to more than 65 miles above the desert landscape, and it topped out at an altitude of 351,210 feet. Woo! The peak of the flight, the passengers were weightless for 3 minutes. They were allowed to unstrap themselves from their seat to float around and soak in panoramic views of the Earth and the cosmos. And the launch, of course, was visible to reporters on the ground with the rocket streaking across the Texas skies. The bright blaze of the rocket engine looked almost like a star. I went and looked at that again. It was crazy to watch that. And pretty cool. So now we've seen this done twice. When does this become the norm? When does this become more affordable for the everyday man or woman? 20, 30 years from now, will it ever be affordable? Will you ever get a chance to see that view? I think it'd be pretty cool to be able to have that look and to go weightless for 3-4 minutes and again, just be able to look and see what it's like so far up into the atmosphere and look back at what Earth looks like. So good for Bezos. He had to play a little catch-up. That makes sense. He did it after Richard Branson, Elon Musk. Can you imagine what he's going to do? To the moon! I can only think that that's probably up his sleeve. You have to believe it. Coming up next, your thoughts as we hit the mailbag next.
For 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Kate Delaney. We have Ashley Cantano with us. She's the public policy manager at Facebook. She's going to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. I know that a program started a couple of months ago. Tell us more about that, Ash.
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
What about mobile vaccines?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, where can we find out more information?
Check out www.about.sc.com/news for all the details.
Thanks, Ashley, for sharing the information on COVID-19 vaccinations.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Once again, the mailbag is full. So thanks to all of you for sending me all kinds of thoughts about everything one can imagine, including a little man cave conversation. I got this one from Hal, who says, Kate Delaney, when are you going to write another update to Invade the Man Cave? I bought a copy of it a couple of years ago for my wife, and I'm waiting for you to include soccer this next time around. Yeah, the book was already so thick. I mean, it had everything in it, and I did mention some soccer players, but I didn't go deep into the whole soccer thing. And originally, there was a reason for that, because in breaking down what people were paying attention to, soccer was on the list, absolutely, but it didn't make the cut of the highest of high sports on the list. College football, pro football, hoop, NBA, of course, college basketball, also even base, of course, baseball, and hockey. There was a lot of people that were into hockey that were part of my raving fan base, I would say. All of us have raving fans, every single one of us. Even if it's just one, you have a raving fan, trust me. And that's what people wanted. So good timing on that, because I'm actually working on the update, especially now that we have the NBA wrapped up and the NFL is going to start its season soon, but we're in training camp, so it makes sense for the timing of that. And then I got this one from, you're going to love this. I mean, is this real or is he pulling my leg? I got this one from Buck, who says, hey, Kate, how about Milwaukee taking it over those Phoenix Suns? I know that you have fans in and listeners in Arizona and in Wisconsin, but you got to give it to what the Bucks were able to do, because this is a team that hadn't been there in 50 years. And so 50 years is a very, very long time. How awesome is that to see what they were able to do? And then, of course, the MVP was just a stud in this last game, don't you think? Giannis Antetokounmpo, who, by the way, is Greek, because my husband and I got into a argument about, is he Greek? Is he not Greek? And the answer is he is Greek. Antetokounmpo, he was amazing. 50 points in that championship win. How valuable was he? 8 years playing with Milwaukee, waiting for that chance, waiting for that possibility. Tears of joy falling from his face. Covered himself in a towel for a few moments to gather himself up. But grown men do cry, and he should have cried, absolutely, because that was a stellar win. I know that our friends are listening to us, of course, on WOGO in Chippewa Falls. They're excited about it. And also listening to us on 103.1 FM. I got a bunch of emails the last couple of weeks from all kinds of people in that area. So once again, congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks. All right, this one is from Tom. Tom says, hey, Kate, I listen to you in St. Thomas, believe it or not. I think you know that your show airs here in San Juan, Puerto Rico, etc. You do have a lot of people that listen, and I have to tell you, the politics is downright nasty when it comes to anything related to the coronavirus, which makes sense. It's such a crisis of our time. I happen to hear about Fauci and Senator Rand Paul and their contentious debate over the origins of the coronavirus. Do you think we'll ever really know where that virus originated? Well, the answer is there's investigations. There's independent investigations. There's the administration's investigations. There's scientists who say the evidence supports a natural origin, meaning from the wild. And then there's others in the intelligence community who are kind of divided, but there's plenty that say the virus leaked from the Wuhan lab. So originally that was dubbed a conspiracy, and now there is some possibility of a ring of truth to that. It's just it's about tracking it and trying to figure it out. And that's the whole idea anyway, tracing it down and knowing where it came from, right? Of course. All right, here's another one from Joseph. And he says, Kate, did you happen to see what was happening with the Tokyo Games, the Olympics? I know you've been talking about it. Is there any chance that the Games could still be called off at the last minute because of the threat crisis in Japan and because of some of these athletes that are testing positive for COVID? You know, we're talking about a couple of days here. Is it likely they would be called off? No. Could they be called off? I mean, of course. Listen, the country could have a last-minute cancellation, and they don't want to, but they could do it. You can't predict what's going to happen with the spiking number of coronavirus cases, so they're having constant discussions. You know, IOC President Thomas Bach admitted he had sleepless nights and feared the games would not be able to take place because of these health crises related to COVID that are going on. The elevated levels even of the potentially deadly E. coli bacteria in the Tokyo Bay waters that's due to host the triathlon, open water swimming events. You've got local people complaining about sewage smell. You got a heavy rain forecast for the next week, which means leakage into the bay on top of everything else. You know, meanwhile, you've got six team members that are ordered to isolate after close contact with a COVID positive passenger on their flight to Tokyo that have now fully been cleared to return to training, and I'm talking about Brits. There was six of them, and a team of journalists from the BBC Scotland were pinged as close contacts following their flight, and they have to isolate for 14 days in their hotel. So there's, you know, it's unknown how many people might have to isolate and what could possibly, you know, what could possibly happen. What could possibly happen is the outbreak could be outrageous, but we don't know now. At this point, it's just a sit and wait thing. That's what it is. You've got an Olympic worker who tested positive for COVID in the athlete village a week before the games. See, that's the whole thing, the spread of it. How's it spreading? How many are unvaccinated? And who do they come across? It's that whole chain of unknown events that can happen. That's why this SOB of a virus has just gotten, got the best of us in those last 15 months. It was great to come out of that. And now to come out of that and see some of the things that are happening is frustrating, to say the least. All right, this one is from Grego, who is listening to us on KGX in Palm Springs. Boy, you Palm Springs people, I love it. It really hit me up in the mailbag a lot lately. Hey, Kate, I heard you talking about Palm Springs and California, and of course you're right, whatever the governor decides and how that trickles down hits all of us in the state. It is sad to see what's happening with Los Angeles, because it is absolutely a hot spot. People don't want to mask up, but we have the yin and yang of the vaccinated, the unvaccinated, and this variant is worse than what initially we were hit with COVID-19, and that's why we're seeing this crazy surge. Yeah, crazy surge is right. Thanks for that, Grego. 224% surge in the last 3 weeks. Yeah. Last 3 weeks. And you know what's interesting? So you've got these arguments over the mask, and you have people arguing over, are we going to have health passports and all this kind of stuff? But I was just reading a story in CNN Business that Fox has its own version of a vaccine passport, while you have the personalities on the air that are attacking the whole idea of it. So the Fox employees, including those who work at Fox News, got an email from the company's human resources department in early June that said Fox had developed a secure, voluntary way for employees to self-attest their vaccine status. The system allows employees to self-report to Fox the dates their shots were administered and which vaccines were used. Employees who report their status are allowed to bypass the required daily health screening. So, and then it'll say when you get the email, thank you for providing Fox with your vaccine information. You don't have to do the daily health screenings. Ooh, I don't know, fair or foul. What say you, America and others listening to this? Odds and ends coming up.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A major hospital system in Texas has reported their first confirmed case of the Lambda variant of the coronavirus. Houston Methodist hospitals say they've identified a patient with the strain first identified in Peru last August. The variant has spread to at least 29 other countries, mostly in South and Central America. So far, about 700 cases of the variant have been identified in the U.S. Houston Methodist's announcement coming as the area deals with a spike in cases attributed to the highly transmissible Delta variant. And the government of Haiti has chosen a new prime minister following the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Neurosurgeon Ariel Henry was appointed by Moïse for the position just days before his killing. Henry's ascension to the position comes after acting Prime Minister Claude Joseph stepped down to allow Henry to take the role. Joseph will resume in his previous capacity as defense minister. Reuters reporting that Henry used his inaugural address Tuesday to call for unity and stability for the Haitian people. This is USA Radio News. President Biden held an in-person cabinet meeting Tuesday to mark his first 6 months in office, where he touted the accomplishments of his administration. Speaking to reporters, he touted the results of his American Rescue Plan.
Shots in arms that saved a lot of lives, checks and tax cuts to give them just a little extra breathing room, ordinary Americans, and lower health care costs just when so many Americans needed that help. And it's helped create 3 million jobs, more than any administration has done in the first 6 months of being in office. Again, thanks to all of you. And with our bipartisan infrastructure framework and our Build Back Better plan, I think we can turn this great movement into an economic boom for some time to come.
It was the first time in his presidency that Biden had held a full cabinet meeting with all members in attendance because of the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. The B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. The B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
On the Hill, there are other things that are buzzing across our landscape and others, and some of that includes this race to get people up for that special view in space, and we've seen now two have done it. When's the next one going to go up? And the next one, of course, would be Elon Musk, and I jokingly said, you know, hey, maybe it's a trip to the moon for him. But you never know. He is full of surprises, and I would have to think that there would be some added something or other that would be part of his process. And he's talked about it for a long time, of course, just like the others have. So it must be a thing. If you're a billionaire and you've got all the toys in the world and you have everything you could possibly want, then you say to yourself, well, you know, what's next? The ungettable or the thing that hasn't happened or, you know, whatever. And so that's the thing that hasn't happened. The privatizing of space travel. And this is just the tip of it. How far it goes, we don't know. I mean, does it end up that there are futuristic 20, 30 years from now, futuristic trips that take lots of people as if it were just a common thing? I don't know that in my lifetime I see that, or many of you, but perhaps a couple of generations removed, they may get a chance to see that. It is exciting, and I keep kind of waffling myself on whether I would want to go up or not. And many of you sent me thoughts on that. Would you go up if you had the bucks to do it? And most of you have said that you would. You'd be just curious, too curious not to take the opportunity. You might have missed this on your radar because, of course, the big focus sports-wise is on the Olympics coming up in the next couple of days. Will the Americans prevail in various sports and stay healthy and not get those positive COVID tests? And what about the rest of the world? What's that going to look like? And the NBA champs now, the Bucks, and what they were able to do in beating the Phoenix Suns in a really close series in six games. Tough for the Phoenix Suns, right? You got to get back on that plane, go home. It's so close. At one point, they came back from a deficit, and they had the lead. And it was a little tit for tat. And, you know, that's the kind of basketball. A miss here, a miss there. And Milwaukee takes it at home in front of a crazy, wild crowd. So for Tampa, it was reliving the excitement of winning a Super Bowl. Tom Brady was on the White House lawn and all over the White House, I suppose, with the rest of the Tampa Bay Bucks. In fact, he made a few jokes, a few election jokes. He kind of dropped the Sleepy Tom nickname on President Joe Biden, and people giggled over that. But this is a time-honored tradition that the Super Bowl champs go to the White House and hand the jersey to the president. So, you know, it was interesting. And what happened is one of the things that I guess the setup was this, the punchline. Brady made a joke that referenced the large number of Americans who didn't believe that Biden won last November's election against the incumbent Donald Trump. And he said it didn't look great at one point. We were 7-5, struggling a little bit, as the president alluded to, but we found a rhythm. We got on a roll. Brady said not a lot of people think that we could have won. In fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won. And then Biden said, I understand that. And then Brady said, do you understand that, Mr. President? And he said, I understand that. So it was actually kind of a little bit funny. It doesn't sound as funny as I kind of play it out here, because we kind of need that other person, right, to do that. But Biden, of course, has been referred to as Sleepy Joe. So then that started the whole thing about Sleepy Tom. And bottom line is they made their trip. They gave their jersey. And that's that. That's just what happens in the United States. You go to the White House and you do the celebration thing. The Surfside collapse. We talked about that a lot on this show. Of course we did, because it was so sad and awful to see the building collapse. People desperately calling for help minutes before the building fell apart. And, you know, now you have these bereaved families who are dealing with the devastation from last month. And there have been a lot of, which I think is a great thing that happens with dogs, the dogs that come and show up for the bereaved families. You know what I'm talking about, the therapy dogs. And there's one, I saw a story about the 6-year-old Basset Hound came to Surfside, Florida with a team of crisis response pups. And, you know, he's been on the site to greet those who come to look for and mourn the dozens of people lost in the collapse. And, you know, it's a sad thing, but there is something about these teams that are showing up and they're there with the dogs that make the rounds. They go to the advocacy center, that's what they call it, and they go to the rescue workers, and it's this momentary relief. You see a cute dog, you want to pet the cute dog, etc. And we know that this is something that's been happening. I don't know how long they've had therapy dogs that have done this, and it depends on the breed, but it's been for quite some time, at least a couple of decades, maybe even, you know, before that. Could be before that. All right, more for odds and ends. So I'm saving the worst news for last, but, you know, I mentioned when I was asked in the mailbag a COVID question, the U.S. cases have surged in the last 3 weeks. So most of those are
the unvaccinated, over 80%. Nearly every state aside from Montana and Iowa and the District of Columbia have seen the infections rise. It's the Delta variant that's accounting for everything that's happening. In southwestern Missouri, that's the hot spot, the COVID hot spot. The health department there reported 251 COVID-19 patients, surpassing the record from the winter surge set in December. Oh, my peeps from Louisiana. Cases up 115% from 650 to over 1,300 per day over the last 14 days, with the state's biggest hospital having to open an entire new floor once again for COVID-19 patients. And boy, that's not what we want to see, right? And so this Indian Delta COVID variant makes up more than 3/4 of all the new cases in the U.S., which is considerable that we're seeing that shoot up. And that's the thing to look for and the thing to be worried about. And that's what happens with viruses. We knew that there was going to be other viruses that were going to come on the heels of this as a result. And so, you know, there you go. Unfortunately, that's what we saw happening. We saw it happening overseas, and then sure enough, coming to the United States. So while we hold our breath and see what's happening in California and at the Olympics and whether or not everything goes off without a complete bust and breakdown of the games, closer to home, for those who are trying to get that relief from all the COVID conversation and just return back to some sense of normalcy, will we ever see people going to theaters like they used to in mass for big productions, especially action thrillers, comic book characters, all of that? So Disney's highly anticipated Black Widow, the Marvel film, didn't do so great at the box office. It fell 67% compared to opening weekend, and I think dashed the hopes of having a big July hit on their hands. What's worrisome for places like Disney is the poor numbers might not have been just a result of their decision to make the movie available simultaneously for $30 on Disney Plus. It could be that consumers don't want to pay for Marvel content in the numbers they once did. And that is a lucrative movie universe. I was just reading a story on MSN about that. It is, of course, you don't have to be brilliant to know that. I mean, all you have to do is look at the statistics on the amount of money that they've raked in, and it's throwing a monkey wrench into all that is Marvel. Because it should have been a pretty consistent hit. Are people tired of that? And if they are, then Disney has to, here's that word in the pandemic everyone uses, pivot. They have to figure it out. Like, what is it? Why isn't it taking off? Because they've got, I think, other films that they're talking about producing. And that's, you know, so that's the thing. You got Scarlett Johansson as the title of the course character, Black Widow. And the film explores the backstory, and it's been, fans have been asking for it. But all those pandemic postponements that started back in May of 2020 and the campaign that was already out there. So then here's the film. You know, it's almost like that thing where you're getting teased with it constantly. Oh, yeah, that was so last year. Yeah, we're not even thinking about going to the movie theater. Oh, if we get Disney Plus, we got to pay $30 for that. Yeah, that could be a bargain if there's a lot of kids. Do we really want to see that? But what's really interesting is looking at LeBron James' comedy, Space Jam, A New Legacy. Its second week plunge was the biggest of any Disney-released Marvel film, right, which kept falling. But that also leads into what's going to happen to Space Jam. Where does Space Jam go after the first week? I don't know. National Association of Theater Owners Trade Group, they're criticizing Disney for a simultaneous release, saying that it could have been spaced out, so to speak. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, coming up, we have the mic drop moment for this show. But a couple of other things before we get to that spot, just to re-rack for you. The Bucks win the first NBA title in 50 years behind an incredible player who poured in 50 points, and the Bucks held off the Suns, who really played a good game in Game 6 for their first championship, their first franchise title since 1971. So it's all about the Greek player Giannis Antetokounmpo. I love that, Antetokounmpo, and his merry band of teammates who were also pretty incredible. It wasn't just one thing about that team. He was a big part, and he was the MVP. But there were so many others that dished in some buckets when they needed them, especially in this Game 6. So congratulations to them. Then there was the fight that we highlighted at the beginning of the show. Rand Paul told Anthony Fauci he was lying to Congress about COVID-19, and then it got loud and heated about what happened with the origins of this virus, and was the NIH responsible in a way for supporting the lab in Wuhan, to cut to the chase on this one. Yeah, pretty nasty. And then there is the debate in Los Angeles where they're masking up indoors and outdoors and people aren't happy about it and feel like they're getting cheated again, some of them with businesses, because now that freaks some people out and they decide that they don't want to go out again, even if they are masking up, and it's created this vacuum of those who mask, those who don't want to mask, those who say forget about it. They're just going to stay in until California gets its sanity back, and how bad is it really? And it's just, again, this whole tug of war that we've seen almost from the very beginning of this pandemic, and as we tried to wrap our hands around, well, what does it, you know, really mean? Who are we supposed to believe? What are we supposed to believe, especially when even the scientists go back and forth on some particulars of it? It'd be great to know for sure where it originated. Was it in the wild or was it in the lab? And there has to be, for goodness sake, if China would cooperate, there would be a way to trace this. But I think because of the lack of China cooperation and more access to that lab, et cetera, and the beginnings of the virus, it would make a difference. Of course it would, because people who know their stuff, who do those kinds of things like the tracing, they would have access, and they just don't have the access that they frankly need to be able to nail it shut, to be able to tell the world, okay, this is definitive, this is where this came from. So, you know, there's no argument. Here it is. Here it is in pretty much scientific terms. Black and white, baby. There is no gray in this. But there's too much gray in this, and that's the problem. And it's in, I think, some people's best interest to have it continue to be gray, and that's why there's all that stalling. And that's why, unless we have better access, we may never really fully understand what happened. Yeah. All right, mic drop moment. Actually, there almost is two, but this is the one I like the best. If you're looking to make some cash, you're sick of where you are, you're tired of the arguments over masking up and not masking, I will tell you, you probably have to have a vaccine. But if you do have a vaccine, there is a way that you could earn $33,000 over 3 years, and it's pretty painful what you have to do, though. You have to move to Calabria, a region in Italy, move to one of the villages, and you got to start a small business, or you got to work as a specific professional needed in the town. It's called the Active Residency Project, and it's only available to those under age 40. If you're selected, you have 90 days to move to the town, and they've got almost $1 million to disperse to new people, and they might provide grants to assist with the launch of hotels and restaurants and other businesses. So if you have a startup idea, you're under 40, you're on the loose, so to speak, you're not clamped down with a family or a significant other, or maybe the significant other wants to go with you, maybe you both could do it. $33,000 over 3 years to do that. And if you got those grants, I don't know, could you learn to speak Italian, though? Because it might be pretty tough if you had to point to things and try to figure out how to make it work. There are other villages, by the way, that are trying to do something similar. Bova, Cavita, Samo Precorio. So, you know, I don't know. It might be something for the few of you that are listening that have the wild idea that this would be a pretty cool option. But remember, once you're there, you're probably there for at least 3 years. So I hope that you like spending time in Italy and you get Duolingo or something so you can speak the language. If you do go, please send us some photos. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Mic drop, though, that you could actually have a little piece of a village in Italy. I think some of the people connected to this show should take that offer. Like Eric Salazar. You know, why not? Learn Italian, go to Italy, become the town electrician. He could make a fortune. And then maybe he could do some radio on the side. Maybe we could come over there and do the radio show from there. I've got my wheels turning a little bit here. Wonder if the internet is pretty good. Wonder if they have good Wi-Fi. I'm just kind of thinking they might not. They might not have good Wi-Fi, so that kind of would defeat the purpose for us. So I don't believe that we'll be taking them up on that offer anytime soon. Plus, there's that cutoff point, and then there's the 3 years, right? So that might be a little bit tough. I think it'd probably be a little bit tough. All right, something else that I think is pretty interesting. When you look at this day in history, with all the things that are happening in our world, you know, you could go back and, if you want to look at birthdays, Ernest Hemingway, the old man in the sea, this was his birthday, the day he was born, and he shares it with actor-comedian Robin Williams, who was also born on July 21st, as we swing into July 21st. The first major battle in the American Civil War was also fought on this day in history, Bull Run in Virginia. You probably learned about it in your history classes. If you didn't, look it up. I can remember going to all the battlefields in the United States because we knew about the history, and that's what we did. We toured some of the battlefields. In fact, I've got a great author coming up in the next couple of weeks who talks a lot about what people didn't understand about some of the battles that were fought. One of the, of course, the bloodiest when you talk about the Civil War. Very sad if you read the statistics. Brother killing brother, for real, from the North and the South. And it's hard to visualize that because we're so far removed from it. But there are definitely books that you can read that will be chilling to you when you learn some more of the stories of families who were splintered during the war and who lost people on both sides. So people that didn't come back home on both sides of the battle of the Civil War. There is something interesting happening when it comes to travel, and it seems that where everybody wants to go is Maui. So if you're thinking of taking a trip to Maui or Hawaii, be careful as you navigate the rules for COVID. I just had a friend tell me she was going in November and she only got one shot. She's desperately trying to figure out how she can get the second shot because it's been 4 months. And she's afraid by the time you do those rapid tests, she won't get the results back in time. Things to think about in our world these days. Thanks for listening to the first hour of this show. Remember, you can flip me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.